Here are your latest Manchester United headlines. I'm Tom Hill. Ole Gunnar Solskjaer has reportedly left the door open for both Marcus Rojo and Chris Smalling to fight their way into the squad this season. The two central defenders are on a list of players that United would ideally sell this summer. The prospect of that, though, and especially the case of Rojo, looks unlikely. Reports claim that along with Sergio Romero, Phil Jones and Andreas Pereira, they're the ones that are up for sale at Old Trafford. A lot of interested parties have been put off by their high wages. Smalling looks to be the closest to an exit if this Roma desperate to turn their loan bid into a permanent switch. For Rojo, though, it looks far bleaker, and the report suggests that the Argentine has been told there is a chance to secure a spot in Solskjaer's squad. He's determined to prove his worth, and reports claim Solskjaer's hunt for left-footed centre-back continues, but he's been impressed with Rojo, who's been undertaking double training sessions every day since returning to Manchester from Argentina. Into other news, and Gary Neville has hit out at the club's transfer policy, insisting that they moved on too quickly from the Jadon Sancho saga. The Red Devils have signed Ajax midfielder Donny van de Beek this summer, in a deal that could rise to £38.5 million. The former Manchester United captain believes that has not been enough this year. He's starting to say that the Red Devils have been left behind by Chelsea and Man City in their recruitment stakes. He said, like everyone else, they had 3 months off because of coronavirus. I don't think it should be the case. They didn't have the resources or time to get things done. Chelsea got their business done. City have got 3 or 4 pieces. I don't think timing's the issue. It's just a thing that United, every time they go for a play in the last 4, 5, 6 years, it feels they're a little bit desperate. Sometimes I think you can take control, give a hard deadline and say we're moving away from this deal. They think they can hang on, but they always pay the asking fee in the end. Into other news, and Mason Greenwood could now miss up to 4 England internationals after his breach of coronavirus protocol. Greenwood and Phil Foden might have to miss the next 4 matches as punishment after the Three Lions player broke coronavirus guidelines by inviting 2 Icelandic girls to their hotel room whilst on international duty. That's all then for the latest headlines. We'll have more news later.